President of the Yulopan Movement, Ronnie Small, said the bands have been actively preparing for the carnival season. Mr. Small said the aim is to have steel pan on the road for Juve morning.
For us from the Yulopan Movement, our main focus this year is about people, not just us as steel pan lovers or steel pan players, but for our people, the people who follow us and who are in tune with pan, and those who are not in tune with pan, how do we win them over? Right now, the bands, we've been meeting weekly to basically put together a package from the Yulopan when it comes to our role in Vinci Mass, not just Steel and Glitter, but everything that is going to happen moving into Steel and Glitter and even beyond. Because, you know, we're paying a very close attention to bringing back pan on the road for Juve. And by extension, you might even see one or two pan side on the road during the Monday afternoon jam, where there are private entities who are reaching out to the steel orchestras to come on the road on Monday afternoon.
The cultural ambassador said preparations are ongoing to package and rebrand the junior and senior panorama competitions.
In terms of panorama directly, both junior and senior, we're still fine-tuning some stuff, and when I say fine-tuning, not from the band standpoint, but from a Yulopan Movement executive standpoint, because we are looking at rebranding and repackaging, right? Of course, we have to also bear in mind that we are sharing the stage with our sister component, which is CBI. But from the Yulopan Movement standpoint, we are looking at what is happening globally and regionally with Pan. And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of comparisons because people are now traveling. It's not like before where, you know, a lot of posts are not traveling, they're not seeing what is happening around them. So we want to not make it the same, but also put our own unique touch to what is happening with Pan incidents where Carnival is concerned.
And Mr. Small said the Yulopan Movement will also be introducing a series of activities dubbed Panyard Limes.
One of the things that we can look forward to before Steel and Glitter, which we see as the Super Bowl for Pan in St. Vincent, we're going to do a thing called Panyard Limes. And we are in high gear preparing for that, where we ask you to come into the Panyard, see what happens, see the process, see the preparation process, see what happens, how much our Pan players live like a family. I mean, there are some Pan players, some Pan sites that put a pot on the fire, on coals or on wood every night because of the long hours that goes into the preparation. So we're going to do something called a Panyard Line. We're going to have a caravan going to the different Panyard. We're going to go live for those who can't leave their homes. What we're asking persons is really to bring the community into the Panyard, not just the community in which they're from, but the community of Pan lovers and supporters.
Cultural ambassador and president of the Yulopan Movement, Rodney Small. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Carnival Update.